You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon. Bruce Bostard of the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois, on the phone line with us to look at the cash crane market. Good afternoon to you, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
Busy there at all today?
We have been buying a little bit of grain on the uptick days, old crop primarily. Very little activity on the new. Loading a corn train today and thankful that it's not going to be on Monday.
It's going to be cold on Monday.
It's a lot better out there today than it is on a lot of days in the winter.
You bet. Where's your corn train headed this
time? This one is headed down to chicken feeders in Mississippi.
Now, is that unusual for you?
No, that's a normal move.
That's a normal move for you. And how's your basis on the rail lines?
It is holding steady. Things had been pretty quiet. We started seeing a little bit of improvement, some poking the head up on it, but when the board rallied, it looked like the basis now is willing to let that do some of the work for it as we try and figure out, you know, where we're at as far as demand and how far coverage is on out here.
Given a normal growing season from here on out, many are saying we need the basis to do the heavy lifting, especially for the old crop, to make sure that that is brought into the marketplace, and that it's also evened out across all of the end users. Do you think it is possible for us to have that happen? Will basis do the heavy lifting from here on out?
It could go either way. I mean, the bottom line is we need to see the flat price happening. I think basis is the most likely candidate to do it because a lot of grain has changed hands and moved into the hands of the hedgers, at least in our area. So basis does more than a flat price move, so that's entirely possible. A lot of it also is inverse. I mean, we're looking at, assuming a normal crop out here, potential for just some huge inverses, and that means that nobody's going to want to carry one bushel over that they don't have to.
And your bids for the day?
We are at $7.39 on nearby corn and $14.47 on soybeans.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bruce Bostard is with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. Back in just 2 minutes when we'll take a look at the agricultural weather forecast with Jim Angel.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.